For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Mesozoic cow sounds like a joke cribbed from Gary Larson's The Far Side, but it's not. That nickname was given to the African dinosaur Nigrosaurus tekei, back when some new discoveries about its appearance were made public in 2007. Speaking to NPR at the time, paleontologist Paul Sereno called Nigrosaurus the weirdest dinosaur I've ever seen. He then compared its face to a vacuum cleaner. An unorthodox herbivore, this reptile grazed in what's now the Sahara Desert some 110 million years ago. It gathered food with a big, broad mouth. The creature's snout was wider than the back of its head. And Nigrosaurus had teeth to spare, hundreds in fact. A Nigrosaurus was a little over 29 feet or around 9 meters long. By the most liberal estimates, it weighed roughly 4.5 tons or 4 metric tons. So, overall, the dinosaur was about the size of a modern African elephant. There's just one caveat. You see, Nigrosaurus was a sauropod. One of the major dinosaurian groups, the plant-eating, small-headed sauropods hung around for about 140 million years. Their ranks included the largest animals to ever walk the Earth. Experts say the biggest species may have been over 110 feet, that's 33 meters long. Meanwhile, 40 to 85 foot or 12 to 16 meter sauropods are common throughout some parts of the fossil record. In comparison, Nigrosaurus was on the small side. What caught everyone's attention was the dinosaur's mug. Sereno's vacuum cleaner comparison is right on the money. Viewed from above, Nigrosaurus's wide muzzle looks like the business end of one of these household appliances. But those jaws held something never before seen in a sauropod dinosaur, a tooth or dental batteries. We're not talking about AA Duracells here. Dental batteries were efficient food processing tools used by many plant-eating dinos. They consisted of vertically stacked columns of replaceable teeth. Whenever the top tooth wore out in any given column, the one right below it would move upwards and take the old tooth's spot. And those tooth columns were packed right alongside each other, like canned sardines. So a dinosaur armed with dental batteries could comfortably house several hundred teeth, old and new, inside its mouth. In Nigersaurus's case, the upper jaws contained 60 columns of small, needle-shaped teeth, and no fewer than 68 were present on the lower jaws. Tallied together, the beast had more than 500 individual teeth. Dinosaur hunters are used to finding dental batteries in beaked herbivores like the horned triceratops, but they're rare among the sauropods. And tooth orientation is just as important as tooth quantity. Ask anyone who's ever needed braces, me included. All the tooth columns in Nigersaurus's dental batteries were lined up at the very front of its mouth, positioned along the muzzle's gently curved outer edge. So what's a dinosaur to do with chompers like these? Nibbling on treetops probably wasn't an option. Nigersaurus wasn't just small-bodied for a sauropod, it also had a fairly short neck. No, the evidence suggests Nigersaurus fed at ground level, sort of like a cow. Nigersaurus was named after the West African country where its fossils have been found, the Republic of Niger. Back when this animal roamed, forests and braided rivers covered the landscape. That wide muzzle was perfect for scooping up ferns, horsetails, and other low-lying plants. And with its bountiful teeth, the dinosaur would have had no trouble shearing through this vegetation. Eating like that can be rough on your dental health. A Nigersaurus must have worn out its tooth crowns at a rapid-fire pace. Good thing it had a constant supply of fresh teeth. According to a 2013 study published in the journal PLOS-1, Nigersaurus likely replaced each new tooth after just 14 days. Because Nigersaurus ate with its head down, experts have wondered about its posture. Serrano and his co-authors once argued that the herbivore aimed its face and neck downwards, whether it was feeding or not, as a matter of habit. Through a painstaking process, this team was able to reconstruct the inside of Nigersaurus's skull. That gave them a good look at the lateral semicircular canal, or LSC, of the inner ear, which helps animals keep their balance. Judging by the LSC orientation in Nigersaurus, Serrano and company hypothesized that the animal usually walked around with its snout pointed to the ground at a 67-degree angle. Picture a moping teenager and you'll get the idea. Other researchers have disputed this claim, though. Studies released in 2009 and 2013 found that the position of the LSC can't reliably tell us what any given sauropod's normal head posture would have looked like. Nigersaurus stayed under the radar for quite a while. The first known fossils belonging to this animal were recovered during the 1950s by French paleontologists in the Nigerian Sahara. Unfortunately, most of these bones were isolated or fragmentary. Scientists working at the time didn't even bother to give the sauropod a name. Things got more interesting in 1997. That's when a member of Serrano's field team noticed some Nigersaurus skull bones. Over the course of two expeditions, enough material was found to reconstruct about 80% of the beast's skeleton. And what a skeleton it was. The newfound fossils gave us our first look at the dino's complicated dental batteries and vacuum cleaner mouth. Serrano named the species Nigersaurus tickeyi as an homage to paleontologist Philippe Tickey in 1999. Scientists probably would have found more Nigersaurus remains a whole lot sooner if it hadn't been for the animal's fragile bone structure. To quote a 2007 Serrano-led study, this critter had a featherweight skull. Several bones in Nigersaurus's head were under 0.08 inches thick. That's 2 millimeters. And the oddities didn't stop there. Like today's birds, many prehistoric dinosaurs had hollow bones containing air sacs. Nigersaurus vertebra took this to an extreme. Measured by volume, some of its backbones actually contained more air than, well, bone. Wafer-thin fossils aren't the easiest things to preserve and study. Hats off to the researchers doing the work. Today's episode is based on the article Nigersaurus, the Mesozoic Cow with More Than 500 Teeth on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.